Hello, everybody. Very warm welcome. This is your Press TV's Top 5. Leader of Islamic Revolution says that Iran is serious in the fight against terrorism and will use all available means in that battle. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comment in a meeting with the visiting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Tehran. Leader said the U.S. and its allies are not serious in the fight against terrorism and have been complicit in the creation of terrorist groups in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Ayatollah Khamenei also hailed New Delhi's avoiding of so-called anti-terror coalitions led by the U.S., saying the fight on terror can be a basis for Tehran-New Delhi cooperation. Leader further called for a long-term bilateral cooperation given Iran's rich energy resources and India's growing economy. Modi in turn criticized certain countries for dividing terrorism into good and bad. Meanwhile, leader held separate talks with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. In that meeting, Ayatollah Khamenei said that Iran remains committed to Afghanistan's progress and security. Ghani in turn held the Monday deal with Iran and India on a trilateral transit corridor. And for more on the story, we're joined out of Madison by Mr. James H. Fetzer, professor at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. And now, Professor Fetzer, according to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, he said that Iran is serious in the fight against terrorism and will use all available means in the battle. I want you to tell me what you feel he means when he says all available means.
Well, I think he means he'll use all the resources at Iran's disposal to combat terrorism in the Middle East, which was largely the creation of the United States and Israel. From Hillary Clinton's emails, we're getting a vast repository of information that supports the conclusion that the attack on Gaddafi in Libya, for example, had nothing to do with any abuse he was purportedly inflicting upon the Libyan people, but because he was introducing the gold dinar and the Western banking industries were unhappy about it. Similarly, a newly declassified email shows that Hillary Clinton, who was then Secretary of State, believed that the best way to help the government of Israel protect itself from other nations in the Middle East, she cites specifically Iran and its growing nuclear capability, which we know was false because our own intelligence agencies already in 2007 had concluded Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons, a conclusion they reaffirmed in 2011. But that to benefit Israel, that it was desirable to depose Assad. So all of this has traditional, scandalous motivation. None of it is honorable. And the United States, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama have led the way.
And when Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the U.S. and its allies are not serious in their claim to be fighting to achieve the same end, what do you feel this is in reference to?
Well, a whole host of issues. Since we created ISIS, there's ample evidence there. I have published on it in the Iran Review, how we know ISIS was made in the USA. I spoke at the Left Forum just this past weekend on the very same subject with additional evidence substantiating it. What we know is that even in relation to these oil tanker convoys, that Barack Obama has insisted that leaflets be dropped to warn the drivers are going to be attacked, that strafing runs be conducted so they know that they're in harm's way out of a sense of consciousness of guilt. Having created ISIS, he's wary of destroying, killing the individuals he put there to perform dirty work on behalf of the United States and Israel.
And Professor, the Iranian leader also made mention to the visiting Indian Premier Narendra Modi that an anti-terror alliance between Iran and India could also be a basis for cooperation. How effective do you see such a collaboration being?
I think this is historic. We need more collaboration between Russia, China, Iran, and India. The most effective way to take out of ISIS would be collaboration, a cooperation between the United States and Russia using Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran to take it out. It could be done in short order. The fact that it hasn't happened is because the United States created ISIS to put pressure on the Assad regime in its ongoing efforts to take out seven countries in the next 5 years as reported to us by Wesley Clark at the Commonwealth Club in California in 2007, beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran. Fortunately, Russia has put a halt to that and brought it to a cease.
Thank you, Mr. James H. Fetzer, professor, University of Minnesota Duluth, joining us out of Madison.